demanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, February 6th.
Yikes.
A day after the weekend.
Ooh, Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl weekend. How do you feel about Mondays? Do you like them, hate them?
Depends on the moment. Like today is kind of like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh my God, oh my God. And kind of a freak out because I literally have a huge week this week. And I have that event that I'm planning on Saturday for the Grammys that's coming weekend. So it's kind of like, shit, I have so much to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of a wake-up call in a way, you know?
In what way?
Like, you know, screw around over the weekend and then, got to get back to normal on Monday.
Yeah, well, like, that's what the weekends are for, is like, to screw around, you know? I mean, to relax, not to think about work.
True.
So you're good, you know? And plus, you know, I think being busy is good, you know? Otherwise, you start thinking too much and you start digging.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know?
I get in my head, too. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah.
I literally get in my head and I focus on the stupidest things in the world unless I'm completely busy. And then it's like, oh my God, go to this, go to that, make lists, you know, checklists, like whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
And you got so many things on your plate that, you know, it's never boring.
Yeah, that's for sure. I try and do too much, though. That's the thing. I'm like, worn out.
But that's okay because, you know, I mean, you've got a lot behind you now. You know, you've done a lot of different things and stuff. So it's cool, you know. I mean, I think it's very cool, all the things you've done.
Thanks.
I think most people have not done half the things you do.
You know, I feel like your life is short and you never know when, you know, it's time. So
that's true.
I kind of just want to try everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Take advantage of everything.
Yeah. I want to try it all for the experience. And that way when I'm older, it's like, I did that.
Yeah,
I tried
exactly.
That,
I've tried everything.
Yeah. Why not? I lived a great life.
Yeah.
And like, and I have to say, like, if something horrible were to happen and I were to go, you know, I lived a great life so far.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
A full life.
Well, what about you? Like, are you scared of your death day or like, you know?
I used to be, but not anymore. You know,
no.
I mean, I'm just like, you know, I feel I've lived a very good life. I think there's still a lot of things I'd like to do.
Yeah, same.
But I wouldn't die over it if I had to die.
Pun intended. Or,
yeah.
What are goals that you still have that you'd like to accomplish? Anything?
The most important thing is I don't want to suffer when I get old. You know, I just kind of want to go quickly. You know.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
Yeah, I don't want to get to the point where people wipe my ass. You know, I don't know what I would do.
That would really suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get to that point, you know, and what are you gonna do? You know, you're not gonna kill yourself, so you have to go along with it.
I have to say, you know, my grandparents are pretty active on their own.
Mm.
Like both of them they're just really. They're still kicking it. They're doing great, you know?
Yeah.
My grandmother
very
was like,
fortunate, you know?
Yeah.
But I think some people they get ill or, you know, they get old too quickly or whatever it is, you know?
I think you just got to stay busy and stay healthy. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I have a good outlook on life and things like that, you know?
Good family around. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of shit, but I'm definitely like, if I were to go tomorrow, that would... suck, but I mean, in the same way, I've lived a good life.
Yeah,
and I still want to. There's things I still want to do. Like I still want to find. Like I still want to have a family.
Yeah,
I do. I want little midgets running around, little monkeys.
Yeah. Do you like kids in general?
I love kids.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do.
Yeah.
When I was younger, when I was younger, I hate saying that because I sound so old when I say that. But I used to run a daycare center. Actually, I used to do a lot of things back in back east, and I ran it, like I said, a daycare for kids under five. and I did a summer camp for kids under five. And wow. Yeah, I was a counselor, and I ran a babysitter's club, and I worked with a lot of troubled kids in the inner city as well, ages like 13, 14, and that's a tough age. But
it is.
I've done a lot. Yeah,
I've worked with tough with those people.
Yeah, huh? I work with kids of all ages, and I absolutely adore kids.
Yeah.
One day I'll have monkeys.
Yeah, there you go. Did you plan when you want to have them? Or
you can't really plan for that. No. You can't really plan for that. I mean, when I find the right person.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, one day.
Yeah. You don't mind how old you'd be when you have the kids?
I mean, I'd prefer not to be old as hell. I don't want I think that it's easier when you're younger.
Absolutely.
To have them. Yeah. I mean,
you have a lot more energy and patience and things like that, I think. You know?
I think I have more patience now than I would. Well, I always have patience for kids. That's the thing. Like, people get on my nerves. But when I'm around kids, like, I'm totally different.
Really?
Yeah. I think just because I love kids, and it's just like a totally different mentality, you know? And I babysit a lot, and it's like, I don't care about, nothing bothers me.
Yeah.
It's like, totally fine. I definitely have more patience now that I'm older in general, you know, with people and in general. But I don't know. I don't want to be old and like, whatever. But I also like, I'm not saying I'm ready right now either.
Right.
Because it's like, with who? You know, like what? Yeah. So,
what do you think of women that want to have a kid on their own, you know, like with a sperm donor or something?
Okay.
And, you know, without having a father.
It's funny you bring this up because yesterday we were talking about this. A friend of mine, he's gay, and he wants to have a surrogate mother for his child. And so he's like joking around and talking to me and another girlfriend. And he's like, I'll offer you 20 grand. And I'm like, you're crazy. You're crazy. That's not happening. And that's the thing. It's like, okay, like I'm getting off track a little bit. But like for him, I think that's great because he wants to have a kid without, you know, just like having a surrogate mother and dealing with all that. And I have some other gay friends that have done that. And that's, I think that's great. Mm. Would I do it personally? Like, and about surrogate mothers, I couldn't do it because you get so attached, to it. Like, there's no way, like, I don't want to, it would be mine. I'm like, no, like if I'm carrying it for 9 months, it's mine.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting it back, you know? And it would be this whole, and I actually wonder, I guess you fill out a lot of legal documents and such. So you have to like, give it up, right? Like whenever that, I don't know how it works, but I don't know. I'd run away.
Yeah. No, I think women still change their minds sometimes.
Yeah.
I've heard of it before.
I mean, you're carrying it for someone else, so I mean, it'd be different. I don't know how that works. I guess it's different because it's, well, I don't know. It's not different. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do it. I was like, you're crazy. I wouldn't do it. But also, and I've also said to myself, if I'm older and financially stable into a point where I'm not working as much and can focus like literally on a child,
right?
And there's no one significant in my life, like I would consider it.
Yeah.
I would consider I would probably find like a good friend of mine and be like, yo.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. I mean, the kid is not going to have a father.
Right.
You know? So at least not one that he knows. So isn't that unfair to the kid?
I mean, they don't know what they don't know, right?
Well, they will know once they grow up.
Once they grow up, but I mean.
And I think kids need both parents, you know?
I think so, and I agree with that. But I also, like, haven't you seen those movies where they do it? What is, like, the Jennifer
Aniston
one?
No, I know where they do it. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I don't think it's very ethical to do for the kid.
I see what you're saying, but what if you can't, what if like you can't find anyone and you have no one, and like eventually maybe you will, maybe you'll find someone like 10 years down the road, but it's too late for you
to
have kids.
That's true, yeah.
So then that's not fair, you know? I don't know. So I look at it both ways.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it's weird that I say that because I don't know, like I just get so like, I want kids eventually, but I'm not, if I'm like, you know, 45 like, or whatever, and I don't have anyone around me, like significant other, I would totally do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, like I said, I don't think it's cool for the kid. I think it's kind of a selfish thing on the mother's side, but you know, maybe I'm not considering everything. Look, I know, I understand the desire of women to have kids, but at the same time, you've got to think of the kid too, you know, and I don't think it's ideal, but, you know, what do I know? You know, I think some families have really, like, gay families and stuff, they probably have made it well,
So, what do you think about, like, gay families then?
That's a tough one, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard for me because there's still no mother there, you know, if it's two guys.
What if it's two women?
Well, then there's no father.
Right.
You know, but like you said, you know, I mean, you can have like a father figure in your life mm-hmm. or whatever, and it can work.
Right.
I just think that out of the gate, the baby is losing, you know.
I mean, see, you say that, but I also feel like I've known, I know some people who are older who've got kids that are, you know, 10 or I think in their teens, and they're lesbian couples, and they're absolutely fine. The kids are fine. They're actually really great kids.
Really?
And it doesn't bother them at all. I think nowadays they've just changed so much. It just doesn't really, and it depends where you live as well. I mean, like if you're living in the Midwest, it's probably going to be really hard. But if you're living here in LA and like West Hollywood area or San Fran or, you know, in the areas where it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think people are more, especially like just nowadays times have changed. I don't think people judge as much.
Yeah.
But again, it depends on your area. If you're in Texas, South Texas, I don't think so.
They don't go
it's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. But if you're around here, I don't see that being a problem.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a heated issue, you know. I mean, it's hard to really come up with the right answer, but I guess it depends who you are and where you're coming from.
Because if you teach your kid, you know, just not to be biased, it's basically like it's just they have a great, happy life, then what are they really missing, you know? And as long as like, and even if it's like a gay couple or whether it's male or female, there's always a feminine side to each one.
Right.
And there's always a more male one to each one.
No,
so
absolutely.
You're getting both a femininity and male.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In your family, there's always one that's disciplined and there's always one that's not. Like in every couple, it's that way.
Yeah.
There's always like,
now,
you know,
what does
the
kid do when he goes to school and they say, well, where's your mother? And he's like, I don't have. I have two fathers or something, you know?
Well, I mean, I think when you go to school,
it's tough for kids because they're cruel, you know?
Well, when you register kids in school when they're younger, I would guess you would, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a lesbian couple right now. I wouldn't know. But I guess you would decide who's going to handle what. And, you know, just as you would as a parent, like a parent, I mean, it's equal or it's not. Or one person. I mean, you're a parent, so it's the same
thing. But you're not going to call one guy your mother, you know? It's just going to be like your parents. And,
right. These are your parents.
Yeah.
And I have two mothers. Whatever.
Yeah.
And you, but you also make sure like you grow up that way, so you're tougher, I guess. Like you, I don't know. I'm not in that situation, but if I were, I would teach my kids from a young age not to be biased and to be open to.
Right.
I don't know. They're used to it. They don't know anything else because that's what they're used to.
That's true. Yeah.
So unless they get to school and the kids are mean,
that's exactly what's
going to
happen.
But then you come
that's
to that point. When you get there, I mean, it's like, but I think nowadays, I think more people are more open, like I'm saying, and especially if they're going to school, like if you're in LA or in West Hollywood area and you're going to school there, I think that's common.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, that's a limited small area, I think, you know, but I think when a kid goes to school, kids, you know, regardless of where they live, they're mean, you know.
Okay, what about interracial marriages then? Because the kids go through the same thing, you know, when they're younger as well. Like, especially back east, I find that, or the south, in the south especially, I find that people aren't as accepting. So it's kind of the same thing. Like, I have, I remember a teacher of mine, you know, she has mixed kids, and she said it was really hard for, you know, really hard for her. And the kids are great. Like, the kids, I mean, I think mixed kids are always gorgeous, always drop dead gorgeous of whatever race. I think they're amazing. But I think that they also suffer, you know, especially in the South and whatnot. But again, I think it depends where you live and how you raise your kids to be open to cruelty. I think here in LA, people are just so much more open to things. I think in every major city, they're more open to things, actually.
Yeah, I guess, especially here, we're so liberal, you know.
Right. So if you're going to be biased against, you know, gay couples, kids that come from gay couples, it's the same thing with interracial kids, right?
I don't think so, but
No. Because kids are cruel
either
way.
Because you still have a mother and a father, you know. I mean, just because they're different color, I don't think kids notice that.
It's still a really big deal in the South and back East.
Yeah.
Like, I remember
Even among kids, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they hear it from their parents.
Yeah.
It's what they hear. Because they don't know. When you're a kid, you're living in a bubble of like, whatever your parents believe. I did the same thing when I was totally different.
Right.
But when I was back east, it was like my parents were completely right-wing, you know, everything. And it's like I live in this bubble, and I thought, you know, all these ways that my parents think, like, that's the way it's supposed to be. And then I, like, move away, and I'm like, ew, I don't believe in any of that. You know, yeah. Like, what are they talking about? And I'm completely – no, I'm not, like, left-wing. I'm in the middle. I have views on both sides, but right. I'm definitely not right-wing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like I came out of that bubble, and I'm just different. I'm me.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that would raise – I'm going to raise my kids completely different than how my parents did.
Yeah.
No offense to them. They just don't know any better.
It's a different generation, too. Yeah.
But they're also in – it's like I feel like you live in the East Coast in New York and Maryland, all that, you're in this bubble, especially in the South.
Really?
You're in a bubble until you move out on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you lived in the South at all?
I did. I lived in this. I lived in the Carolinas.
In the Carolinas.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's different.
Yeah.
It's different there.
Yeah.
I mean,
but not in Texas. You didn't live in Texas because you brought it up a couple times. I thought maybe you know something about Texas.
No, I'm just saying in the South in general. Like, okay. I've spent a lot of time in the South. I have a lot of friends from Texas. I have a lot of friends from Louisiana, a lot of friends from Alabama, Georgia. So it's just like, and being in the Carolinas, like, people are kind of from everywhere.
Right.
And even here, people are from everywhere. So I say that because I do have a lot of friends from there and from all different. And I know a lot of holy rollers that are like crazy holy rollers. I mean, that literally are just insane. They're stuck in their ways and they don't believe in any of that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, geez, like, gosh, get out of your bubble.
Yeah.
So,
well, eventually maybe they will. Who knows?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so how was your Super Bowl yesterday? Did you have fun?
I did have fun. I mean, I decided to not drink all weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm
impressed.
Yeah?
Even the Super Bowl,
I didn't drink at all.
Wow.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like it. I was just, meh.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just don't feel like I'm good right now. I just have so much to do.
That's true.
And I had a long week. I had a good week. I could, you know, some friends I had hung out with, and I just was tired, and I think I just needed a break and just to. Plus, I feel like I was saying, all these things were happening, like my face, the cat scratching me, and like tickets and whatever. I'm like, I think the universe is saying, slow down and focus on you and stop drinking. And then so I did. Just focused on me. And
good for you. You know, I mean, that's a wake up call, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worked out and chill. I slept a lot, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're lucky that way.
I was a bum this weekend. Complete bum. I know. And I also don't really care about the Super Bowl either. Like, there's two teams. I can't stand them. I really can't. I went for the Giants, obviously, because I really hate the Pats.
Because you hate the Pats, right?
Yeah. I'm so glad the Giants won, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good game, though. I mean,
it was a
down
good game.
To the wire. You know?
It was. Yeah, it was a good game. Well played, so.
Yeah.
I mean, and I hung out with some good friends, so it was good.
I know. It's hard to care about the Super Bowl when it's not your team.
Right.
You know, it's like, who cares?
The guy even showed up really late.
Did you?
I know. People are calling me, texting me, like, where are you? I'm like, oh, yeah. Whoops. I didn't realize the time. Shit, it's like 4:30 already. Oops. Yeah, just because I didn't care.
Yeah, like, it's not like you missed a lot.
No. I was actually getting work done yesterday. I was getting a lot of work done.
Really?
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, did you get to see any of the commercials, the so-called commercials? And...
I watched a couple. Which ones were good? I know that there was one everyone was, like, ranting and raving about with, what's his face from Ferris Bueller, that Ferris Bueller commercial.
Yeah, Matthew Broderick.
Okay, I didn't get it because I don't remember Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. All it was about is that he took a day off school and he went and had fun. So that's what this is about.
I mean, the movie was great. I remember the movie to the T. Well, not to the T, but I remember, like, the whole gist of it. It was hilarious. But I don't remember the specific moments in the commercial. So the guys are all cracking up, and I'm like, what are you guys laughing at? And they're like, are you retarded? I'm like, I must be, because I have no idea what's going on right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in that way, I didn't understand it either. I just saw is that he took his car and
some big stuffed animal in it.
And and then his boss, he pulled up next to his boss in the street. And
Know what was a really funny one, though? I thought this one was hilarious. I was like, this is so funny. The one where, like, there's a car commercial and some dude's driving his boss, and his boss is, like, old and, like, croaks pretty much or something in the car.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, he, like, slams on the brakes, speeding, slamming. And it's showing, obviously, like, that the car can, like, speed up and slam and stop really quick.
Right.
But it's, like, also, like, Heimlich or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he wakes up and it's like he keeps on talking. I'm like, that was pretty freaking funny.
That was
good. I like that one. Yeah, I was like, right, that was awesome, actually. Yeah. And then there was like a Coke commercial. I think it was Coke. Or no, it was Bud Light. It was some Bud Light commercial that was pretty good.
Yeah, there were a couple of them.
And actually, a friend that was there at the party, he was in one of the commercials.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was like, there I am. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that new Budweiser, the Platinum? Have you heard of that before?
No.
They were advertising it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a beer, you know, but like a Bud Light Platinum or something. But what? Beautiful blue bottle. And
it's beautiful now?
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know. I don't drink beer. Yeah. I really, I don't. I'm like gluten-free. Unless it's like a gluten-free beer, I'll try it. I used to love beer back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the taste of certain, I like dark beers.
Right.
I appreciate like German, like.
And it goes with football and stuff.
You know? It does. I mean, cool. Just not my thing, but cool. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Oh, you know what else? What else was yesterday? Oh, the Madonna thing. That's what it was. I think that song blows.
The new one.
I think it's the worst freaking song I've ever heard of hers. It's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Madonna.
I know. I didn't like it either. And it seemed like too short, though, right? She only did like 3-4 songs or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Why? Let me tell you why. People don't realize this. Okay, stars get paid $100,000 for 3 songs. If you want more than 3 songs, it's like another $75,000 or whatever. Mm. So. And
really?
Plus it was Super Bowl, so I'm sure it was like way more than $100,000.
Yeah.
But the normal is when a celebrity singer performs at an event, it's $100,000 for 3 songs.
Oh.
Sometimes 4 songs.
How do you know that?
Because I throw events.
Oh, okay.
So I know that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As we were looking at getting, this was like, and it might have changed. It was a couple of years ago, so I'm sure it's more now. But I remember we were trying to book like, I can't remember who it was. We're looking at lower talent to like higher talent, and it was like that's what it was, and it's just like holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why.
I was amazed with her because I felt she sang. I think the quality was very good,
well,
the audio quality and
she's
stuff.
A great singer.
Yeah, and she's a great singer, but it seemed like almost like she was lip syncing. That's how great it was. You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it would create like a big deal if she did.
No, I think she's been accustomed to doing this for years. And it's also when you're dancing and you're on stage, and especially during Super Bowl, you don't want to fuck it up. Like,
I know.
That's what I say. Total lip syncing.
But what do they do? Like, what does Britney Spears or even Madonna do on a concert?
I'll tell you what they do.
Yeah.
So you know how they caught Britney lip syncing way back? Well, again, like I've heard Britney sing for real because I used to dance for her back in the day. Like I've heard her sing live when I was there during a sound check, and she is amazing. She's actually a very good singer. She sounds like she does, you know, and it was a slower song. It sounds like she does on the radio. But given because and I'm a dancer, Britney's a dancer, you know, when Madonna dances, when these stars full on dance, it takes so much breath out of you. It's so hardcore. Like you are just exercising, remembering the choreography, so much to do and everything that you can't focus on your breath on singing as your breath and dancing at the same time. So the vocal, you won't be carrying your vocals as long and hard as you were
when you were dancing.
Exactly. So yes, they do pre-record it.
Really?
Yeah.
So entire concert shit?
It depends on part of the song. If a song is less dancing and less vocal, then they may really, like they probably really do sing it.
Right.
But if it's like a full on dance song, no fucking way.
Yeah.
No fucking way. Or it's going to sound like shit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she lip-synced because the song just sounded, they sounded perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sounded just like they are on the album.
Or it could be auto-tune like hell.
No, but they do variations on the song, you know, like people like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But this sounded just like the CD.
The CD,
you know?
Yeah, then it was totally pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so...
Yeah, but before we leave Madonna, there's also an article about a middle finger malfunction. Did you hear that?
Oh, what the hell? Well, there's always something.
I guess the rapper M.I.A., I guess that's one of the women that danced with her.
Yeah.
I never heard of her before.
Oh, my God, she's huge.
She gave a middle finger salute. And
she went like this, like the double,
probably,
like waving around the middle finger.
Yeah.
That just means kind of high.
Yeah.
She's waving high. She's peacing out.
I don't know if that's what she did, but maybe it was with one hand. But they're saying that now everybody's apologizing and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's trying to blame each other. NBC trying to blame the NFL. And
it's always some shit every year.
I know.
Because they want the attention above the actual players that actually played in the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, come on. This is about football, dude, not about your stupid ass, like, on halftime.
Right.
They always try and steal away. It bothers me. It's irritating. Just like Janet Jackson and the whole, like, nipple shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I was in lingerie ball. I'm not saying that I'm not guilty of it because it's the same thing, but in a different way. But it's just like they're always trying to just take away.
Right.
But they're trying, I guess, they're trying to take away the audience from the actual, like, play of the game. Like, it's about the game and the football.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I know. Who cares, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, MIA, like, she's a dirty girl anyway. Of course she's going to do some shit. Of course. She's great. I love her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of course.
I know. And they keep trying to play it safe on the Super Bowl and still.
Yeah. Good luck on that. Don't they even have a delay on the Super Bowl halftime now or no?
Yeah, they do. And that's like what they're saying. That NBC's delay wasn't good enough or something.
Well, then it's the editor's fault. There you go. It's the editor's because the editors should be paying attention. They should be right up on that shit.
Right.
Just in case. Prepare. Especially when you've got like rapper, you know, people that are kind of like hood-like.
Yeah.
You got to be up on that. It's halftime. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
come
but these
on.
Things happen so fast, you know. It's unexpected.
Yeah,
you don't know.
But it's halftime. You know some shit's going to go down.
Yeah.
It does every year.
Yeah, that's
pretty
true.
Much. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, give
well,
me a
Well, they try to be safer all the time, but I guess you can't be safe with the rapper.
Then they should fire the editors. You know what I mean?
All right.
Get
we'll
some more insurance. Insurance from the, I don't know, whatever.
Did you see the Doritos slingshot baby thing?
I didn't because I wanted to see who won from the Doritos commercials,
uh-huh.
but I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was funny.
Was it? Well, who won? I don't
know. Who won?
Yeah,
I don't
the
know.
Doritos thing.
I don't know. I don't know who won in the Doritos thing.
Well, whoever.
There was a man's best friend also with the dog.
Oh, well, then
can't
he won.
That one, yeah.
If there were, well, there should be like one or two. Well, there probably three finalists.
Yeah, they're saying they're topping the rankings. Okay. Now, who decides how to rank them?
Well, people vote, and then Doritos picks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Who won?
But what about the rest of them? I mean, do people rank the other ones too?
Yeah, but I mean, only the top three get played.
I did it last year.
Like
an ad meter or something. USA Today has an ad meter.
I guess.
So, because they're also ranking the M&M one and mm-hmm. the Skechers one.
I don't remember those.
Yeah. Did you see the M&M one?
No.
I guess there was a female chocolate and she felt that she was... You know, another M&M came and he said, "You're naked." And she says, "No, I'm not." So then he, you know, she's like brown.
Okay.
And he's got like he's red.
Yeah.
So he takes off the red like it's a jacket. And then he's like naked
and
too.
Ooh la la.
She realizes.
That's kind of cute. They should have melted the candies like they were like becoming one.
Yeah.
That would have been way too sexual. But I would have done it if I were the editor.
Yeah.
Her brain behind it. Anyway.
Yeah. And then there was the one for Camaro that was pretty funny where the guy was like celebrating. He thought his parents got him a Camaro for his graduation.
Uh-huh.
Then it turned out to be the neighbor's car.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the funny thing is that the man in the commercial, they've been trying to pitch me to get him on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, this is before the commercial even aired.
Right.
And how is he like a big deal?
No.
He's not even the main person in the commercial.
No, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
So they're trying to cash in on anything, you know?
Yeah.
This guy was in a commercial on the Super Bowl.
Who gives a shit?
Now he's a big hit.
Who gives a shit? Maybe he'll be great for other commercials, but no one knows who the hell you are.
Yeah.
No one knows you. Unless you're like the hot chick. Now, I will have to say the one commercial I did watch was, what was that? I don't even remember what the hell it was for. All I remember is these hot chicks were...
Yeah.
Oh, it was GoDaddy.
Painting the body.
It was GoDaddy. It was all those like angel whatever. I was like, damn, they're hot.
Angel?
And then it was Pussycat Dolls. That's who it was. Pussycat Dolls or something like
that. Oh, so
like
I must
glitter.
Have missed that one. I
the
saw
GoDaddy?
The one with Julian Michaels and Danica, I guess that's her name, the race car driver.
Yeah, GoDaddy.
Yeah.
But they were in like bathing suit glitter, looked like angel fairies.
Oh,
no.
So
or
that's a different one. No.
I guess.
Yeah, because in the one I saw, they were like painting this body of this gorgeous woman. And they were both, like, in miniskirts.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Hmm. What channel were you? But anyway, I was like, damn, those girls are... I watched that. I was like, that was sexy commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went back,
too. But they're giving them thumbs down to all the GoDaddy ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
The girls were smoking hot. I got all of our attention.
I know, but it's maybe it's not about attention. It's about, like, entertainment value or whatever.
I get it, but it's like, I also think that who pays it? Okay, when everyone's in the room and they're talking, who stops it? We all stop talking and we all stare at the TV because there's these girls on there that are absolutely drop dead gorgeous.
Right.
So everyone pays attention. So the ad worked. It worked. I remember. Yeah. I don't remember anything else except for the one with, like, the, you know, the seatbelt one and then that one. The rest are blur. I don't remember shit. And I was sober.
I know. And I was tempted every time there was a break to get up and do whatever.
Yeah.
And then you remember, wait a minute, I'm supposed to watch a commercial.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. You're like, I should watch these. Yeah.
$3.5 million for a 30-second commercial.
Can you believe that?
That's a lot of money.
That's insane.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking even like GoDaddy, you know, they were promoting their .co domain names, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's say domain name on the average is $10.
Yeah.
Now they spent like $3.5 million. That means they have to sell 350,000 names just to make up the money, and that's just for the airing.
But they're huge.
It's just for the airtime.
But it's also, you have to think about, it's not just for the name. It's also for the hosting and all the other packages and emails that they sell.
That's true.
They make so much.
Yeah.
You know, given they're hurting a little bit because of what the CEO, like the hunting thing or whatever from him, but.
Who cares about that?
I don't give a shit
either. It's been forgotten already.
I don't give a shit either, but someone always does.
I know. So, you know, I mean, they're, you know, whatever their commercials were, but they're going to have to sell a lot of domain names to recover that money. That doesn't even include all the production and the promotion and everything, just so people will watch it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but I guess people figure it's worth it, you know?
Yep.
Everybody's watching.
Because everyone is watching, exactly. Yeah.
But that's the thing is that, like you mentioned, that's a problem with commercials is that people sometimes don't even remember what they were for.
Yep. I don't remember shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, I remember Budweiser and I remember like the car commercial. I can't even tell you which car commercial it was.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was one with Clint Eastwood. Did you see that?
No.
That was for Chrysler.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
And that was like a pretty serious commercial. He says, this country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again. And when we do, the world's going to hear the roars of our engines. So they took themselves too seriously, I think.
But you know what else is like, okay, not only do they pay $3.5 million to be actually on it, but you're also paying for the production of the actual thing, which is at least $1 million. And then you got to pay for the actors and everything else, and every time it airs on top of it, that's a lot of fucking money.
Right. Right.
Like $3.5 million doesn't even cover all the costs that it costs to actually make it.
Yeah, and then they were promoting the commercials themselves before.
Yeah.
You know, like, all the PR and all that stuff.
So, like, $5 million.
Yeah, probably easily.
That's insane.
That's a lot of money.
And that's why only the major corporate companies, like, you know that they're not hurting if they're on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But you never know, you know? I mean, sometimes when you're desperate, you put up, you spend a lot of money on ads. But I think the Super Bowl is a luxury.
But it's always the same commercials. It's always Coca-Cola. It's always Pepsi. It's always Doritos. It's always Bud Light.
Right.
And it's always one of the cars.
Yeah.
So now, I mean.
Yeah, that's why they try to get creative, because otherwise, you know, we won't even pay
attention. It's the same one all the time.
Yes.
Like GoDaddy, I think that's new. I don't know. Yeah, whatever, anyway. But whatever. Guess what is today, I found out.
What's
I heard this
today?
This morning. So if you live in the L.A. area and you like yogurt, free yogurt. Yogurtland is giving away free yogurt today.
Where's Yogurtland?
Yogurtland, they're like all over L.A.
Really?
So,
never seen them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think there's one on like Highland or one on La Brea, and I don't even know. But if they say that if you show up today, you have to show up between 4 and 7 p.m., and you get free yogurt. So I think I'm going to do it. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So maybe all the yogurt places do that.
I don't know. I just heard about this earlier. So Froyo, your yogurt at Yogurtland.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Have you been to Menchie's?
No.
No? That's a yogurt place.
Is it?
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's really good?
It's really good.
Now, do they have gluten-free yogurt?
So it must be hard for you when you go out to eat, right?
It's really hard. Like, even yesterday at the party, I don't eat meat either, so it's like, oh, well, we have this. We have turkey burgers. I'm like, I don't eat turkey.
Yeah.
And she's like, my girlfriend, I love her. She's like, well, we can make you a cheese sandwich. And I go, that'd be awesome, except I don't eat cheese.
Oh, God.
And I don't eat bread, so that's not going to work. I mean, I eat certain cheeses.
Right.
But I don't eat that kind. I was like, bleh. you know, and I just won't eat cheese on its own. It has to be like on something.
Really?
So I brought chips, like corn tortillas, not gluten. So I was like, all right, I'll just have chips.
Yeah.
And carrots.
Wow.
Chicken carrots. Yeah, I know.
So are you a vegan or just a vegetarian?
I don't eat. I'm pescatarian because it's the thing. Okay. Like I'm technically vegan. Like I don't do the dairy. I don't do any of that. I don't do anything. But I do eat fish.
Right.
So it's kind of weird because they don't really have anything for that. Pescatarian. Right. Still eat dairy and all that. I don't eat dairy. I try not to. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'll just get sick. I feel sorry for anyone who's around me.
Really? Wow. You get sick from it, huh?
Yeah. Wow. I've never been able to eat dairy. I mean, I'll do it. Like I'll put milk in my drink. And I'll just get like. Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Really? Even when you have coffee, if you put some milk in it?
I'll drink it. I'll just get sick later.
Oh, really? Even from a little bit, like a couple drops of milk?
Heck yeah.
Wow.
Just can't handle it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what it is when I was younger? And that's another thing. Like people, like parents don't understand. They do not understand. If you feed your child too much under the age of 5, too much of anything, they become allergic to it later. And people didn't know this back then. And so when I was younger, I wouldn't eat. Like I literally would not eat. You have to give me milk and cheese. That's all I had was milk and cheese.
Really?
And if you didn't give me milk and cheese, I would throw a freaking temper tantrum like no other. And given my temper tantrums are insane. I'll bang my head. I'll throw shit. I'm crazy. I'll scream for hours. I want what I want, you know? And my parents would be like, oh my God, or otherwise I won't eat. I just refuse to eat. Like yeah. I was that stubborn when I was younger. Fine, I won't eat and I would go for like hours and hours, or like almost the whole day without eating.
Really?
Until I'm nope.
Until you got your way.
Unless I wanted cheese and milk, that's all I wanted.
Wow.
So my mother would give in and would give me, you know, cheese and milk. And just don't ever let your child do that, by the way. Don't give in to your child. Even though it's annoying, don't do that. Because now you ruined me.
You just
me.
Said you threw tantrums. What are
I
they
did.
Gonna do?
There's ways around it. I mean, because with me, like when I babysit kids and they're like that, then you make it a game. But see, parents don't always have the time for it. I'm like, but the vegetables have magic powers in them, and you like trick them and make them think that, and they're like, okay, and they'll eat them. You know?
Yeah.
And they're like, kids want a game. Make a game out of it. They'll do anything.
That's true.
So, yeah, but see, if you don't play with me, then I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. No. And anyway, so I had too much, you know, dairy when I was younger. And I, after like, when I was like 10, 11, I became very sick to it. And I could never eat it again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what's gluten? I mean, you talk about that a lot. What is it?
Gluten is wheat. Anything with wheat. And actually, gluten is almost in everything, which is really pathetic. Even licorice has gluten in it. I mean, you can get gluten-free everything, but basically gluten is a paste because it's a wheat paste. It's really cheap to make, so companies can mass produce it really easily. And it's like a it's flour. It's
right. Does it add flavor or anything? I mean, why would they use it?
It maybe pushes
like
things together.
A base, huh?
Like it's like a base. Yeah, like a paste, like a pasty base.
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
So for like sometimes it's in gum, you know, and like anything gummy, like gummy bears and like anything like gummy. Kind of stuff, unless it says gluten-free, which is really rare, and you won't find it unless you go to Whole Foods. But everywhere else, it's like it actually has it in it. It holds the gumminess together. It's like what keeps it together.
Yeah.
So, and it's in everything. It's in literally everything.
So why won't you eat it? What's wrong with it? What does it do to you?
Well, I first started noticing it because I would get like a fine white like rash, like really fine little on my arm. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, it's like an allergic reaction rash. Like, you know, when you like, use the wrong detergent, it's like this white rash or something, and you're like, what the hell? And it starts to like itch or whatever. So that's what it first started happening. And then I noticed, like, I don't know, like your stomach gets poofier too. Like you get bloated. It's weird.
Really?
And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I really didn't know what was going on. And then like I have a feeling it's like wheat, but I wasn't sure. And so I met this girl and we started talking, chit-chatting, and she tells me, like, you know, she's got gluten problems, and I'm like, what exactly is it? She goes into it and it's like the same thing. So, and I just quit gluten and like never got the rashes again, never got like bloated. I can think more clear.
Right.
Like you think you have ADD and you don't. Like I literally think more clear. I'm not like, sometimes I feel like I'm floating through the day. Mm-hmm. Like I'm here, but I'm not here. Like I'm half asleep, you know, throughout the day, which can happen. but I mean, I don't feel like that anymore.
Right.
Like I just feel so much better and healthier.
Wow. That's amazing.
I noticed, yeah, and you trim down like that. I mean, you just notice like just huge difference. Huge
really?
Difference. Yeah.
Oh, so it helps lose weight
helps
too.
Helps lose weight. You're not crave things. Like when you have pastas and you're constantly eating pastas and sugars and things like that, those things are also creating yeast in your body. And yeast feeds on sugars and whatnot. And when you crave things and beer, when you crave things, it's like because you have too much yeast and sugar in your body. So you go, like, I used to go insane. Like, I have to have this, and I have to have it now. Uh-huh. And I would become, like, crazy, like a crazy. And I'm not preggo. I'm not at all. I would just become, like, a crazy. But I'll become, like, I can only imagine, like, what I would be like if I were. Like, holy shitballs. Like,
yeah.
I need it now. And I would go insane until I have it. And I don't get cravings anymore for anything.
Wow.
So, that's yeah, pretty good. It's weird. Yeah. So, but also, like, with women, you have to be careful, too. Like, yeast, in, women have extra yeast in their body anyway.
Right.
Just because we just, and we always crave sugar. And, like, you get hot and cold, like, really easily, you know?
Right.
So, I don't get like that anymore.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's worth it for you, too.
Totally worth to it. Watch it's it. Weird. So, it's important to me. Even when I stopped eating meat, like, I love meat. I love the taste of meat. Now, actually, if I, it makes me sick. I don't want to be near it kind of thing. Like, or I don't want to, like, have the smell. Like, I'm just, I'm like, whatever. But it's, I mean, go for it. It's just for me, health-wise, right. That's what, and it sucks because I do like to hunt and I did love to eat it. And that's right. All I ever ate forever and ever and ever. And it's like, now I realize it just doesn't agree with me. So wow. Kind of the same thing. So for health-wise, I'm
so even just, eating meat is not good for you, huh?
Red meat, no, it's actually really bad for your intestines. Red meat stays in your body actually up to 7 years. It can. So no joke. And not, it is, and for everyone, I'm not saying it's bad for everybody. It's just different people, different things, you know? And
right.
I just started noticing that it wasn't working for me anymore. And I feel so much healthier and just stopping all of it. So.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
And I'm fine. Like, I used to think, because I used to have, I had like iron deficiency problems where I like needed meat, like need it, you know? And I don't even have it anymore.
Mm.
It's weird. Yeah.
Wow.
So, hey.
Hey.
Cured myself.
Yeah.
Hi. So to each his own. And people like make fun of me. Like, I'm like, dude, it's not like I would love to eat meat. It's just right. For me. My body doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So no more meat. Sucks balls. But it's okay.
Well, that depends. I don't think I could live without meat.
I don't see that. I used to think that. I used to think that all the time because I'm like, I need to go to wing night. I need to do this. And this is like, I've only been this way since like July. So, yeah.
So it's pretty recent.
Yeah, and it's but I don't crave meat either. I don't crave.
Wow.
And I thought I would. I really thought I would be like, ah, I need it. Oh my gosh, I don't. It's weird. I don't
That's
at all.
Good. It's yeah. good for you. Yeah.
So to each his own.
Yeah. But I think people are supposed to eat meat, right? I mean, we're carnivores, you know. I mean, we're like.
Not really supposed to eat. I mean, no. It depends
Why?
On your body
I mean,
type.
I mean, look at the at animals like mammals that need to
I
eat meat.
I see what you're
you
saying,
know, so,
but I eat yeah. fish. And there are mammals that eat bears. They eat a lot of fish. I mean, they'll kill something if they need to, but they usually eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
It just depends. I mean, it depends on your body type. Like, everyone's different. Everyone's blood types are different. You become used to, I mean, I think literally because, you know, I ate so much dairy, I became allergic to dairy. I ate so much meat, I was becoming like, it wasn't agreeing with me.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it's actually really That's bad possible. For your intestines to break down, and I just didn't want any issues, and so I gave it up.
Yeah. It's hard for me to imagine, though, that the body couldn't handle it, you know, because everything is evolutionary, you know.
Well, like, in a way, but, like, my mother has a lot of issues with it, and I just didn't want, I saw what she's gone through, and I'm just like, shit, I don't want that. And I started seeing, like, I started seeing a little bit of signs, and I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I just gave it up, and I feel better. It's been so much better. Mm. I also feel like it messes with, like, well, I guess, it, and I would maybe, well, no, I wouldn't eat it right now, but maybe eventually, I think if you're going to eat meat, you need to make sure it doesn't have any hormones in it. That's the biggest thing. Because it's the hormones that are injected in it that actually mess with your body. Women more so than men.
Oh,
honestly,
okay.
Women more so than men because of the hormone levels. That's what I was noticing. My hormone levels were like retarded. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, what the hell is happening? And now I'm like leveled. Like it's I'm fine. And I stopped eating it. So
how do you measure your hormone level?
When you just become like really fucking bitchy like, even more than normal and just different things and like not to get technical but your time of the month becomes different like it's like it's irregular it's like weird
really
yeah that's what was happening and I was like this is crazy what's going on and I went to the doctor and they're like dude your hormone levels are retarded they're like are you eating a lot of meat and like actually I am that's all I ever eat and they're like you need to stop it and so I went to a holistic doctor.
I mean, do they market meat without hormones?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it at Whole Foods and, like, you know, natural food stores. Uh-huh. But make sure you know what you're buying, too. I mean, and then the other thing is just because they say that it's – because that's a whole other thing. Like, just because they say that it's hormone-free, you need to make sure – because I think it only has to be, like, 80% for it to actually, like, fit in some standard quality of whatever. I don't know. So, like, you need to make sure it's, like – range-free and hormone-free and cage, like all that kind of crap. Yeah. So it's a lot just to deal with. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't need it. And so I gave it up and I'm normal. So I'm like, it's because I went to like a holistic doctor. I don't want to like take stupid freaking pills that are going to make me worse something or something else worse in my
body.
That's
true, yeah.
I'd rather just be like completely healthy and cleanse and heal myself. And so that's what I did. And I'm normal now, believe it or not. Hey, as normal as I can be. Because I'm definitely not normal in many other ways. But in those ways, I'm normal. Like it's been, it's working. So that's why. But yeah, so I mean, and then for men too, you have to be careful because I know a lot of prostate cancers, believe it or not, actually come from red meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So go get your colonics.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you about. The email you sent me had to do with that, right? Have you ever done that before?
Absolutely.
My colonics?
Absolutely. It's amazing. You know what's actually, this is really interesting. So I used to get...
It sounds so disgusting.
It's really not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. I used to get colonics a lot because it makes you lose weight instantly. It makes bloating go away. It just makes you feel like you could think more clear. You sleep better. It's like your whole body just cleansed. You're doing a complete detox. It's amazing.
Right.
And I used to get it a lot. It makes your face clear up. I mean, it'll be like, it gets everything out like quickly. So you'll like break out maybe for a day and then it's gone. And like you are just like completely fresh and clean. Like it's awesome. Mm. But it gets expensive. It gets really expensive. And so I stopped doing it. And after I stopped doing it, that's when all the shit started with like health stuff. Yeah.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, that's weird. And so I just gave up different things and started doing it again. And I'm working with this one place called, she's great. It's a complete Trinity colon hydrotherapy. They're in North Hollywood, right near Maya Med Spa, actually next door to each other. And so, we're doing the Grammy event, this Saturday, for celebrities and whatnot. And yeah, I'm definitely trying to get people to know about her place. It's amazing. I did it again. You feel so much better. And actually a lot of athletes do it. And if you're an athlete and you don't know this, you should, because believe it or not, a lot of the Clippers and a lot of the Lakers, come in and get it done because you're actually better at sports. You're quicker, you're more on point, and you have more endurance.
So you have to do this regularly, right?
You want to do it regularly.
Like they empty out your stomach and everything, right?
They empty out everything, yeah. Right. And it's not like, it's not like, I know it sounds weird, but it's not like this. Her place is great because you can do it yourself or you can have one of them do it. Like,
really?
And they're nurses. They're actual nurses. So her place is different than other places I normally go to. Like you lay on a table and they do it for you and they're in there the whole time. Her place is different because she shows you how to do it yourself if you want to. You go in, you do it yourself. There's a doorbell. Like if you need help, you press the doorbell. You're covered completely in a blanket. There's TVs in there. You can watch TV, whatever. And you do it yourself.
So what does it do? I mean, you have to kind of... What do you do? Like you push water in there, like an enema?
It pushes, yeah. It pushes. Okay. It only goes in like half an inch. Like no, I mean it's really weird. It stays in there, which is crazy. And you lay in this like, it's a really comfortable bed, but the bottom part's like a tub. So I know it's, but you don't see anything.
Right.
I mean it's like not like, there's tubes on the side if you want to watch, you can watch, but it's pretty. I actually watch it because I think it's cool. Because I want to know. I'm like, oh, okay. But you just, it's cool. Like, it puts water in you, but you release it yourself, like, whenever you want. It's just, it sounds weird, I know. It's about 45 minutes. You just lay there the whole time, read a book or watch TV. And if you want them in the room, the nurse in the room, you just ring the little doorbell that's right there, and they come in and they'll answer any questions. There's peppermint oil that you put on you to make, like, it, you just feel better.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, you feel so much better.
Really?
Like,
does it feel weird
man.
To have all the water inside of you while it's happening?
No. Because, no? And it, what used to feel weird when you had someone else doing it for you at the other old school places, because it was like you have to tell them like, okay, I can't take any more water. Oh my god, I feel so bloated. Stop, turn it off. And then they have to like turn it off and like, let it all out kind of thing.
Right.
And that was like weirder. Where this is like you just do it yourself. Like there's no turning of any buttons. It's like you just like you're like breathing. That's it. It's
sounds
like,
cool.
It's really weird, but you will feel so much better. And like it's really important for men to do it because of prostate cancer, and intestinal cancer. It's like really 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 important. So don't like. And she's trying to encourage more men to do it. But like I said, like a lot of the Lakers, a lot of basketball players do it because it really helps with your endurance levels. So much. Like during the game, you become quicker and faster. It speeds your metabolism up. It gets rid of all the shit. If you've been in the hospital a lot or you take a lot of prescriptions, you should do it as well.
Really?
Or if you drink a lot, put a lot of like nasty food in your body, it gets it out quicker. And like I said, meat can get stuck inside of you for 7 years. And A lot of things are stuck to your intestinal walls that you don't realize. And if you don't go in and get it, the buildup causes mold inside of you, which is why people have stinky breath, believe it or not. Or it causes cancer.
How disgusting.
Yeah, man. It causes cancer. So that's why. But,
Wow, what's this for?
What is this?
Oh, that's...
Anniversary!
Birthday for LA Talk Radio. Wow. Okay, well...
My wife just walked in. Cupcakes!
Yeah. Here, we'll play... There's like a musical candle.
Oh, my
here.
God. That's kind of cute. Yeah. Aww. I'm
not expecting any birthday or anything, but...
I know. I was like, it's not your birthday. It's not my birthday. What's going on?
Yeah,
But it's the station's birthday.
Look, they took their time. I mean, cupcakes, and they put, like, LA Talk Radio flags on it.
Oh, my gosh. That is adorable. Yeah. See, now that's love. That's pure love.
Yeah, it says love here, too.
Yeah, see? Aww.
It's appreciation of the hard work I've put in for 4 years.
Aww.
You know?
Yeah. Blow it out.
Yes.
Did you make a wish?
Yeah, I guess. But what... there was one time I couldn't figure out how to turn this thing off. Now I know.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
They look delicious.
Yeah.
You should eat one.
Our colors, too, in orange and everything.
Yeah, that's really cool. Why did you choose those colors?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just kind of happened. Orange and black. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's Halloween colors, too.
I love Halloween. My favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I like orange. I like red. I like those colors, you know.
That's good. They look nice. On there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. I love surprises.
That's really actually very sweet.
Yeah.
I was like, Valentine's Day is a little bit early.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on here? I know. I'm like, what? But anyway, so tomorrow we have on the show, just so you know, is what is tomorrow's date?
Tomorrow's the 7th, I think.
Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah. We have Michael Earle on the show, and he is from Sesame Street. He was the voice of Sesame Street for, like, years, and he's won, like, four Oscars or four Daytime Emmys, something, whatever it is.
Right.
One of those,
one of those characters. I can't remember his name.
I think it's Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
He's Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's got this new thing called Puppet School.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to be here tomorrow to talk about all that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we got to run, so we are totally out of time.
Okay.
Brigetta, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll have a cupcake or two with me.
Happy birthday, LA Talk Radio.
Yes, woo! 4 years, folks, on February 4th, and I'm very happy and proud.
Awesome, Sam.
So thanks, everybody, for the support, for the love.
Yes.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.